Daxne.
And I'm Zoe.
And you're listening to
Songcast,
your local Shazam.
In each episode, we will cover history of music genres and featuring upcoming releases from emerging local artists.
From rock, hip-hop, R&B, and country, trust, we have covered you with all the bops. Now,
sit back, relax, get your beverage of choice, and let Songcast bless your ears.
We are going to start off with a music quote. So the music quote of the day is, "Music expresses on which cannot be said and on which it is impossible to be silent." Victor Hugo.
Now, in today's episode, we will be discussing crossover music, or more specifically, multilingual.
Joining us in the studio today is BKP. You may know him from one of his singles, Soirée Privée. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dax and Zoe, for having me.
Now, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and act. Y'all already know each other. It's right. My first time meeting you.
Right.
And I was told, I was on the phone with Daxne last night, because we're, you know, talking about you. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, because she was like, you need to ask. I'm like, okay, fine. What does your name stand for?
Oh, the BKP?
Yeah.
All right. So, starting off making music, I got into producing at an age around like 13, 14, when I really started dabbling into it. My producer name was Black Pharaoh. And the way I wrote it was B-L-A-double-K instead of, like, the typical C-K. So, I don't know. I figured, like, the emphasis on the double K was kind of, like, you know, it was pretty like, cool at the time, I guess you could say. But when I transitioned from producing into being an artist and releasing music and, like, hopping on my own beat, et cetera, and I had a hard time trying to see, like, how what I wanted my artist name. I didn't want it to be the same as my producer name, so... What I did was just initially made the Black Pharaoh into an acronym. So the Black Pharaoh turned into BKP. And then, yeah, I just stuck with it. It stuck with me. People call me BK on the road. Like, it's been something for years. So it's like, yeah, I'm just going to stick with it. It's kind of like, yeah, but, you know, it's not really crazy. I know you're expecting something like,
I like it.
Thank you.
I will still continue to call you Richard, though.
That's fine. I don't mind it at all. Appreciate it.
Now, we know about the crossover in the music genre like rap into rock. Example, Jay-Z featuring Linkin Park, or Run DMC featuring Aerosmith, or even something kind of as subtle such as country going into pop. Example, Carrie Underwood, when she was first coming out into the world. But today we are going to specify more specifically in the multilingual aspect. When you think of multilingual crossover, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
First thing that comes to mind for me, I would say, is a mesh of cultures and getting together, intertwining to bring something unique to the table, you know, bringing two worlds into one. That's how I really define multicross.
For me, I guess the first thing that pops into mind when I think of a multilingual or crossover, I think of Selena when she did her Dreaming of You album. Mm-hmm. So, Richard, how would you describe your sound?
Very versatile. I feel like it's like a breath of fresh air from a lot of music that's being released nowadays. Try to be as diverse as I possibly can and expand my creativity.
What inspires your music?
What inspires my music is definitely my surrounding. I feel like I'm very, try to be as relatable as I can be within my lyrics. Produce some very just fun, lively music, you know what I mean? People could dance to, have a good time, and create lovely memories too. So I like to define my music, at least.
And what inspires you in the multilingual aspect?
So growing up as a French-speaking, we speak French at home. I attended French schools in Toronto as well. And just trying to bring up that community, you know what I mean? Like, just how... I don't know how to explain it. It just brings a smile to my face thinking about it. Just bringing together the community is definitely something that inspires me. And just trying to push it forward, kick that door down. And, you know, a lot of talent in that realm. So just trying to showcase it for sure.
Genre that you're in, right? It is hard to find, like, oh, this artist is just like me. Right. Was there any that on the come up that you felt, you know what, you inspired me?
Growing up, I will say what really had a heavy influence Definitely my pops. He used to always play like Congolese music, which is also my background. So, yeah, a lot of Congolese music growing up, that definitely is ingrained in my soul at this point. And I try to just, you know, interpret that in my own way and new flavors. But also just American music, definitely Michael Jackson is a big influence that comes to mind. Kanye West as well. And all the big, well, it's kind of tough to talk about right now, but definitely musically, he was definitely a big inspiration for myself. And yeah, just trying to merge just, you know, the little aspects of what I get from each artist that made me want to make music today. So, yeah.
Now, when you say Congolese music, yes. What
artists? Congolese music, Koffi Olomide, Papa Wemba, Wera San, that's the name of a few, Jibé Mpiana.
Now, Fally?
Fally Poop, of course. How can I forget? How can I forget Fally Poupa de Cap La Merveille, L'Aigle?
And what does 2023 have in store for BKP?
Man, a whole lot of music, whole lot of shows, whole lot of events, whole lot of everything, man. Just trying to stay consistent. That's my New Year's resolution, just being consistent and disciplined and having as much self-awareness as to what I want to be doing and where I want to be heading. So that's what I got in store in 2023.
And where can people find BKP?
All streaming platforms, just those three letters. Type in BKP on all streaming platforms, whatever you desire, you use to listen to your music. On socials, BKP LVG. LVG is the brand, La Vague, which means the wave in French. So LVG, BKP LVG on all social platforms.
Thank you so much again. Well, your songcast of the day is Soirée Privée by BKP.
And next week's genre is pop.
Thank you all for listening, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Yes, see you then.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
The man about to kiss time with you. God bless my princess. From a distance, we locked eyes. Yes. Would you let me have this last dance with you, mama? Last dance of the night. Just give me one chance, I'll do you right. Yeah, yeah. Place de neuf, c'est toi, j'ai repère. Elle tape son numéro dans mon cellulaire. J'ai question si elle vient même de la planète Terre. J'ai changé de place, mon